Taiwan Today with Natalie So.
Hello and welcome to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So. Today we're going to present another part of our series of interviews with Taiwan city mayors and county magistrates about how they are promoting the new southbound policy. That policy is President Tsai Ing-wen's effort to promote ties and exchanges with South Asia, Southeast Asia, New Zealand, and Australia. All of Taiwan's cities and counties are doing their part, and today we hear from Yilan County Magistrate Wu Zhechun. Yilan is a county in northeastern Taiwan, about an hour's drive from Taipei. It's a popular place to visit for its beaches, mountain scenery, bed and breakfasts, parks, leisure farms, and the great food. It holds a famous art festival every year. And today, County Magistrate Wu tells us first about Taiwan's national sports competition, which was just held there. It is Taiwan's biggest national sports event, and Magistrate Wu tells us all about it.
我们全国运动会即将在10月21号到26号在宜兰来举行。
Our national sports competition took place on October 21st to 26th in Yilan. People in Yilan are really happy to host this grand event. We prepare a lot for it, as over 10,000 come to Yilan to participate.
And this year, Yilan added a special feature that included athletes from Southeast Asia.
这样的一个价值。This year, we added even more activities to the event. We promoted our new southbound policy as well. We hosted exhibition games like kick volleyball for peoples from Southeast Asia before the competition began.
Wu tells us about the exciting new event of kick volleyball at the National Sports Competition.
18th, 19th. Athletes from their countries came on the 18th and 19th. Kick volleyball originated in Malaysia and has already become a part of the Asian Games. In our exhibition games, the national teams from Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand, and Philippines competed.
Yilan County Magistrate Wu was very happy to host this national sports event. He tells us more what he did to make it a success.
We presented our most beautiful side of Yilan to the games. It has become a garden city. We encouraged people to use public transport during the games to keep traffic to a minimum. The hotels and B&Bs were also happy to welcome these special guests. There are also a lot of scenic places in Yilan that people can visit, including mountain views and ocean views. The people here are especially hospitable, so it's a great place for visitors to enjoy.
Yilan is a very popular place for local and international visitors alike. Yilan County Magistrate Wu Zhechun tells us about some of Yilan's distinct attractions.
Yilan has mountains and waters. We also have the only hot springs on flatland in Jiaoxi. Along the coast of Yilan, there are also hot springs everywhere, and they are all on flatland. Hot springs in other areas of Taiwan are on the mountains, and they have to dig deep to get the hot springs. So we have the hottest and best hot springs. Also in Su'ao, we have one of the two cold springs in the world. A lot of visitors from Southeast Asia enjoy our leisure farms. It has been a popular destination for people from Southeast Asia. The number of visitors from these areas have grown since the government started promoting the new southbound policy. They enjoy staying in our B&Bs and leisure farms. Tourism to our coastline has become popular as well. Many fly to the Taipei Airport and come straight to Yilan.
That is Yilan County Magistrate Wu Zetan telling us about the exciting attractions Yilan has to offer. Next, we'll hear about Yilan's famous night market.
The sound of the Puyuma tribe on Radio Taiwan International.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I'm Natalie So. Radio Taiwan International is interviewing all of Taiwan's city mayors and county magistrates to find out what they're doing to promote the new southbound policy. That's the Taiwan government's efforts to increase exchanges and promote ties with countries in Southeast Asia, South Asia, as well as New Zealand and Australia. Today we hear from Yilan County Magistrate Wu Zetan. He tells us about tourism to Yilan and the most popular night market there.
Yilan's most famous night market is the Luodong Night Market. People love it. We have a lot of great local food in Yilan. We gave our best specialties to the athletes who participated in the national sports competition. We also provided the best fruit, coffee, and local food for athletes to eat during the competition. Athletes expend a lot of energy, so they get hungry fast. We here in Yilan often work with our hands, so we understand their need for food. The athletes really enjoyed all the food and services we provided here.
Yilan, like many places in Taiwan, has a lot of new immigrants from countries in Southeast Asia. Yilan County Magistrate Wu Zetan tells us about the services they have for this new population.
We're promoting our culture, tourism and education, and interaction with the new immigrants. Yilan has much to offer in terms of culture and tourism. With the promotion of the new southbound policy, we have seen more visitors from Vietnam, Thailand, and the Philippines. We've seen growth from these countries of about 70-80%. We have a lot of natural scenery, and that is a major attraction. We have a lot of B&Bs and leisure farms that people really like.
Who tells us how they help these new residents get integrated into society?
In regards to culture, we promote exchanges with our new immigrants. Those who come to live here can attend classes on Chinese culture and language. These really help them to become a part of society here. We believe this is very important. We want our new immigrants to feel respected and welcomed.
Many of these new immigrant families consist of a Taiwanese father, a mother from Southeast Asia, and their children. Yilan County Magistrate Wu Zetan tells us how they're working to help their children become an important part of Taiwan society and fully use their strengths and bicultural background.
Their children and their education is very important. We hope that we can have exchange in their mother tongues. We want them to keep their mother tongues and be able to use them in the future if they return to Southeast Asia. We believe This will be very useful for them in the future.
Yilan County Magistrate Wu Zetsun tells us how they're enabling Southeast Asian cultures to become an integral part of Yilan's most famous annual art festival.
This August, we established many new immigrant committees to meet their needs. In terms of culture, we host the Yilan International Art Festival every year, which has been globally recognized and certified. This year, we invited performers from Southeast Asia. These include 7 groups from the Philippines, Thailand, Indonesia, and Malaysia. We enjoyed more cultural exchanges through these performances and will invite more next year.
Yilan is also trying to promote more tourism from these countries. County Magistrate Wu tells us how.
Through the internet, we promote tourism and we also do so to countries in Southeast Asia. We also advertise on magazines. We also will participate in more tourism exhibitions in those countries so that more people can know about Yilan.
That's not the only way that Yilan is trying to promote cultural exchanges and honor their newest immigrants. County Magistrate Wu Zetsun tells us what else the Yilan government is doing.
We are trying to use various ways to promote our relations with people from Southeast Asia. For example, we award model workers from those countries. We also hold events during their various religious festivals. That will make them feel more at home here. We want them to know we respect their culture. We also invite them to participate in our Dragon Boat Festival and races. They love participating in our races, barbecues, and sports competitions.
Yilan County Magistrate Wu tells us what he thinks of President Tsai Ing-wen's new southbound policy.
President Tsai Ing-wen's new southbound policy's aim is to diversify our market and sources for investment and tourism. We shouldn't put all our eggs in one basket. That will help for future development. So the central government is working on trade and investment to those areas. As for the local government, we can put the policy into effect. We fully support this policy, such as in terms of tourism, culture, and exchanges. Our farmers are very excited to go to Indonesia. They have a lot of land and people who need food, so once the land is ready, we can go help out with agriculture there. Our rice farmers are getting ready for this, as the Indonesians need more rice and more help in learning the skills in farming rice. This is our strength, so we are getting ready to go over there to help.
That is Yilan County Magistrate Wu Zetsun telling us how Yilan County is promoting Taiwan's new southbound policy by promoting cultural, tourism, and agricultural ties with peoples from Southeast Asia. This is a part of RTI series with Taiwan's city mayors and county magistrates. Thanks for joining me on Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So.
What do you know about Taiwan?
I know who the president is.
What about their local music and food?
Well, what do you suggest?
Tune in to Radio Taiwan International. Here at RTI, we offer the authentic Taiwan experience. You hear the sound of remote attractions, the local food, music, the lives of real Taiwanese as they live it. Visit english.rti.org.tw. Listen to the real Taiwan.